I was just stretching. Could you hear that in my voice? Could you hear that I was stretching?
It, yeah.
I know. So stretching. I know we're doing on an hour less sleep than we usually do. Haven't gotten quite acclimated yet, but I want to let you know it might not just be the lack of sleep that's got you feeling a little grumpy or on edge today. It could be a sign that you're dehydrated. Even mild dehydration can lead to increased anxiety, irritability, stress, headaches, grumpiness. It's like, so when you're not drinking enough water, and especially when you wake up in the morning, if you're not drinking a big glass of water, because you feel it. But by the time you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. And it's like when your phone's battery is at 10%, like it still works, but not quite as smoothly. And dehydration is the same way. It sort of disrupts your brain's capacity to maintain calmness and focus. It starts to get a little bit like twitchy, you know? Chronic dehydration can trigger an erratic stress response in the body, potentially worsening anxiety in low mood over time. So staying hydrated helps keep things in balance, including the hormones that affect your mood. So it's definitely a good idea to keep that water bottle handy, not just for your body, but for your brain too. So this afternoon, just like I remind you to get up and stretch your legs a little bit. When you're feeling really tired, don't drink another cup of coffee at 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon. Get up, breathe deeply, take just a quick, I mean, even 5 minutes, a couple minutes, just walk around and drink a glass of water. Now, whenever I have a glass of coffee in the morning, like I usually have one, maybe two cups of coffee in the morning, but I always drink water in between because that's going to dehydrate you trying to balance it out. But sip water throughout the day. You know, I bring my gallon jug of water in that I've put extra stuff in. I drink a little bit of it.
Yeah.
I add some, just a little coconut water to it so you get electrolytes, because if you're drinking a whole lot of water and you don't get enough electrolytes, sometimes that can throw things out of balance in your body too. So I just want to remind you, drinking water is just so good for you. I don't think anybody out there is really going to overdo it. My mom is a chronic worrier. And so when she sees the jugs of water that I'm drinking, she's like, are you worried about, you know, I've read about people, you know, having really bad effects from drinking too much water and not get electrolytes. I'm like, lady, it's okay. I'm getting plenty of salt in my diet. You really don't have to worry about that. But if you are concerned about that, you can do it. But the best way to rehydrate is to take it slow. Think about it like watering a plant. You don't dump a whole bucket on it all at once. That is not going to help you as much. And if you want to feel better, and if you want to counteract some of these negative effects of dehydration, just sip water throughout your day. Remind yourself to do that. And I hope that makes you feel better today as we all acclimate to the time change.
You know, they always say it's kind of like cranking up your engine in the morning, you know, drinking a big, nice cup of water. And that's what I do every morning when I get up.
I do that before I have my first cup of coffee.
Exactly,
it just like gets your system all going again. But you've been without water for probably close to 8 hours. So you are dehydrated when you wake up. So you're starting in the negative. Let's get yourself all caught up and hope you feel better for it.